7:14 on the Tuesday morning edition of the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. Beautiful 74 degrees. Man, it's nice outside. Let's head out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line at 393-3700 and talk with Dr. John Braccio. It's time for Speaking Psychologically with Dr. Braccio from the Regional Psychological Services. Dr. Braccio, how are you?
Well, I'm in a pretty good mood today, Tom.
You're always in a good mood. I just want to catch a grumpy one time.
No, I'll listen. When the choices are grumpy in good mood is a better choice.
You know, choice. Why do we choose not the better of the choices as opposed to staying grumpy?
Well, I think a lot of times people get into a mode of thinking, and it can be a negative mode. You can just go, bah, humbug, you know, things are going to be bad. I mean, my mother always said the optimists and pessimists have the same, you know, probability of being right, but the optimist is so much happier, and even if something doesn't work, they know the next time it will. So if you have a choice, if you think about it, just try to say, well, you know, things are going to work out. Let's work at it. Let's problem solve. And in order to problem solve, you have to believe you can get a positive outcome.
Let's talk about the traits of the typical respectful person. These are simple, and we should know these, but we don't live by them like we should, and we forget them. Why is that?
I think we live in an age where being respectful, being the dutiful, being the resourceful, being the team player is often almost frowned upon. It isn't cool, it isn't hip, it isn't the thing to do, and I really believe to be successful in life and to be respected and really have any hope of being enormously successful, you have to be respectful. You have to live by the golden rule, you know, do unto others you would have them do unto you. You have to be courteous. You have to really don't judge others before you know them. Don't be bullying, insulting, making fun of people. And there are people that like to do this, that enjoy mocking people, finding fault with people, judging people, or even when you meet someone, you know, the idea of good posture, a handshake, good eye contact, being there, just being someone who exudes a level of respect and caring. Because in order to be respected, Tony, you have to know how to respect others. And I was raised in a home, and I'm sure you were, where this idea of appropriate for the situation, yes, sir, yes, ma'am, yes, Dr. Such, yes, Mr. Such, yes, Mrs. Such, where you're really trying to show respect and show caring. You defer to age. You defer to standing in life. This doesn't mean you are on your knees. I'm not talking about that, but just showing a level of respect, moving forward, trying to learn from others, and you're going to find that people that get ahead are people that know how to be respectful to others and to themselves.
And people who want to learn more can go to your website.
Well, that's why they go to Dr. John B. But on the other hand, short of doing that, now again, people are always welcome to get our newsletters and get information from us and receive help. But more than that is just trying to live by the golden rule, just trying to just be out there. And you're going to find, Tony, in life, and you're very respectful of any time I've seen you or talked to you or heard you interact with people, you try to be respectful. And I think that's important. And we're in an age where just a lot of times being that way, people aren't trained to be that way. They don't think that way. And it really can hold them back in life because people really don't care, and they're turned off by people that don't have a good way about them. So this is just an important part, a very critical part of life, actually.
We've been speaking psychological with Dr. John Braccio from the Regional Psychological Services. Dr. Braccio, thanks so much.
Always a pleasure, Tony, and always be respectful, which I think you are.
Indeed, I try to be. 7:19 on this Tuesday morning. It's beautiful, 74 degrees outside. WILS weather forecaster Mike Ellis is next with what you can expect for with the rest of the day. And when we come back, we're going to have WILS News Director Rich Hurl in studio. He attended last night's Lansing City Council meeting. We'll have that update for you, as well as more news about the vagina monitor. monologues. We'll do that next on 1320 WILS.